Time to talk food. This week's edition of Shut Up and Eat as we're joined by Joe Riccio of Down East Magazine and Food Coma TV. Hello there, Joe.
Hey, how we doing?
Oh, fantastic. And well, we picked that one especially because we are talking burgers a little bit later, but
yes, we are.
And we got a heck of a little project going on here that we'll talk about shortly. But before we get to the burgers, we want to start before that delicious meat is ground and talk about cooking a steak the way a person ought to cook it.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, I think this time of year, everybody gets kind of caught up with the whole doing it on the grill, which I think, you know, certainly not, I'm not knocking that method. Definitely produces a great steak, but I'm personally a fan of using my very well-seasoned cast iron skillet, you know. I think you can get a really nice sear on it that way and then generally finish it in the oven. So it kind of, you know, it'll get cooked perfectly, but also it'll maintain the crust without overcooking on the outside because you want it on the inside. So, and I think, you know, you can't go wrong with a ribeye.
And I love it. I'm surprised when I talk to people who go, yeah, I don't have anything cast iron. I'm like, well, then you're not a cook. What are you thinking?
Yeah, that's the one piece of equipment like your grandmother's grandmother. Like you're still using the same cast iron steel that gets handed down from generation to generation. It's indestructible, and it only gets better with use, you know?
And proper use, now correct me if I'm wrong here, but proper use is to not, well, definitely don't want to be scrubbing that thing. You want to wipe it out maybe at most with a little warm water, maybe a little bit of soap, but you don't want to be in there with a Brillo pad, for God's sakes.
Exactly. Much like when you take care of a wok, you want to, I actually use a bamboo brush on my cast iron. The same as I do on my wok. Yeah, I mean, a little soap is okay, obviously, for sanitary reasons. If you have some food, you know, that's just kind of ingrained in it. But, yeah, other than that, just a little bit, you know, a little bit of warm water. And do not scrub it because it's going to get that nice patina. And that patina, like, again, with a wok, basically will begin to act almost as a non-stick surface the more you use it. Which is nice.
Now, if somebody doesn't have one, obviously the best, as you've said, is to have that that one that's been around forever and carries the love, perhaps, of previous generations. But if you get a new cast iron skillet, what's the best way to season it?
Yeah, well, first off, a new cast iron skillet, it costs you like $20. I mean, that's the beauty of it. Like, they're so cheap. And I think the best way to season a pan is to, I like to fry a bunch of onions in it, in oil. You know, it's kind of like put about a, you know, 3/4 inch of vegetable oil in there and just fry a bunch of onions until they brown. And I think just doing that really kind of gets those oils soaked in. It gets some savory, you know, savory going on in there. And that's an easy way to do it. But of course, just repeatedly using it is totally fine also.
We're talking with Joe Riccio here on Downtown. All right, to the next item on our agenda, and it's a mission, it's a quest, and it's not just us, it's you, it's Down East Magazine, searching for Maine's best burger.
Yeah, and it's not even so much a search for the best. Well, I mean, it is, but, you know, it's not like a, you know, top something list, you know. I just wanted to put together basically a comprehensive list of about 30 burgers throughout the state of Maine. You know, going literally from Fort Kent to Kittery and points west also, you know. I'm pretty familiar myself with everything from, you know, the Brunswick down for the most part. So, you know, I know this is up in your neck of the woods and further. You know, if anybody wants to, you know, comment on the Facebook page, if there are any burgers you think I need to try, like I said, I don't care if they're in the county. I don't care if it's in, you know, Eastport. I'll go wherever, you know, but I need, because that's the best way to find the, you know, the burgers, you know, not the ones that you like, continuously read about.
Well, and so what we've done is to offer essentially a bounty for people. We put it up on the Facebook page. It just went up seconds ago, and we're asking for people to weigh in with their comments. And if you comment on our Facebook page and let us know where you get your favorite burger, if you do that, we'll put your name in a random drawing for $50 in cash so you can go buy some burgers.
Look at that. No, that's, that's a pretty good incentive. I thought you were going to auction me off or something. I didn't really know what was coming up there.
We thought of that, but the whole liability issue was a concern for us. And frankly, you know, we have some interesting listeners. I don't think you want to go there.
Well, you know, this show is pretty much auctioning my soul off every week anyway, so it doesn't really matter.
Well, there's that. After that's gone, yeah. But
there's just nothing left to give.
Everything else is just window dressing at that point.
That's why I'm taking now. That's right. I'm like, I'm not going to give anymore. I have to take from everybody else their ideas.
Now, we've talked with you about great burgers and the essential components of a great burger, and obviously, you know, it starts with the meat. You got to have good meat. It's got to be well cooked. But you also, the bun is so important.
Yeah, the bun's incredibly important. It can really make or break the burger. There's nothing worse than going to a place and where it's clear they actually do use good meat or, you know, good toppings, and the bun is like too thick and like either, you know, takes away from the flavor. Or, like, I don't understand personally how the brioche bun became as popular as it did, because literally I think it just kind of falls apart. It gets kind of, the texture of the brioche, you know, when it comes in contact with the grease and the fat from the meat, just from the burger, just, I don't know. I don't like it. I think that, you know, anything from a sesame bun, onion roll, I mean, I'd rather honestly have, like, potato bread from the supermarket than a brioche roll. And whatever it is, you got to griddle it, you know? You got to toast that bun. I like griddling it in butter, at least on the side that's going to be touching the interior, if you will. And it adds a nice crunch. It really, like, protects the structure when you sear it like that. And it can make a mediocre burger a good burger.
Now, are we limiting this survey of greatness to beef burgers, or can we take turkey burgers?
That's a good question.
Okay.
Yeah, let's limit it to beef.
All right. The rules are clear out there.
Unless
your help.
Some veggie burger. I like veggie burgers personally. So unless there's some insanely good veggie burger out there that just can't be missed, you know, I'm happy to take that suggestion as well.
All right. So just go to our Facebook page. It's right there. Help Joe, help Down East Magazine find some of the best burgers in the state of Maine, and you might win yourself $50 just for weighing in.
That's a pretty good deal, I think.
It's not bad at all right there. Damn right. Yeah, I mean, you can put your name in there, too, and qualify.
I am. I'm just going to hang out on the Facebook page. And see what
there you go. That's the plan.
My Friday night's blown, I guess, is what I'm doing.
There you go. Fun with Joe right there. Joe, other than that, you have yourself a great weekend, and we'll visit again next week.
Absolutely. Thank you, Rich.
All right. Thank you, Joe. Joe Riccio, Shut Up and Eat, every Friday afternoon on Downtown.